Pablo Ruiz Picasso's birth in Malaga also made him heir to that common heritage that was the Mediterranean. And thanks to his natural lucidity and insatiable curiosity, the artist transformed this chance circumstance into a source of inspiration, incorporating the legacy of centuries of popular tradition, classical myths, artistic movements and primitive art forms into his multiple creations, in a groundbreaking, totally modern plastic idiom.
It was in times of difficulty, or when he reached old age, that all the wisdom of the Mediterranean and the memories of Malaga still present in Picasso's head once again emerged and were reflected in his art. Take, for example, this verse from 1940. One Sunday, he sleeps holding onto the open-eyed hull. It refers to an eye adorning both sides of the hull of a habega, a traditional Malaga seine fishing smack.
The image, which remained frozen in the artist's mind, returned to him when he was designing the cover for Verve magazine in 1946. Alongside the cover, there's an original image of the habega and a drawing of different men hauling the fully deployed net, bursting with fish from the Bay of Malaga, ashore from the boat, a traditional custom that Picasso himself had witnessed on countless occasions.
The sea was also present in the drawings Picasso did on his last trip to Malaga. He returned to the city during Christmas 1900, a young artist almost 20 years of age, and already imbued with the modernity of Paris. During the stay, he witnessed the tragic sinking of the German frigate Nacional on the 15th of December 1900, and he recorded the event in this hasty drawing.
The other exhibits in this section are two historical documents related to two different moments in Picasso's life in Malaga. One is his secondary school entrance exam, taken between September and October 1891, just a few weeks before leaving for La Coruña with his family, so that he would not miss a year's schooling.
The other is the municipal census of 1885, a list of the city's residents which reveals a number of interesting facts, like, for example, that Picasso and his parents shared their house with his maternal grandmother, Inés, her daughters, Picasso's aunts, Eladia and Eleodora, and a servant girl called Maria. We can also see that there is an administrative mistake in the census. The list of the family members includes a brother Picasso never had, by the name of José Ruiz Picasso.
The census also provides one very important piece of information. Picasso's family lived in two different houses in the same square. The house where he was born, which is where we are now, and from 1883 to 1891, a second apartment on the third floor of number 32 in the Casas de Campos.